This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I wonder if you've heard the saying, a bird with a broken wing will never fly as high again. Interesting statement. It's referring to a stage where something bad's gone wrong, we feel will never fly again. Perhaps we've made a mistake or an error, and we need to understand, look, we're in good company. We've all made bad decisions, and you can choose to live with it or deal with it or ignore it. Well, no one knew that truth better than King David from the Bible. He was a man who committed adultery with Bathsheba. He arranged for her husband to be killed when he learned she was pregnant with his child, and then married her in an attempt to cover up his sin. So they started out on very shaky ground. David and Bathsheba turned to God big time to actually build one of the best marriages in Israel's history. Quite amazing, really, even though it didn't start out well. But look what God did with them. So it's no wonder when he was an old man, we read these words of David from Psalm 103. Praise the Eternal, sing a song from a grateful heart. Sing and never forget all the good he's done. Despite all your many offences, and he must have included his own there, he forgives and releases you. More than any doctor, David said, he heals your diseases and reaches deep into the pit to deliver you from death. He crowns you with unfailing love and compassion like a king and fills you with good and beautiful things, satisfying you as long as you live. And that's from Psalm 103. Someone may have told you that you're a hopeless case, that you'll never amount to anything. Look, this is nonsense. God has a wonderful plan for your life. He's called you from your mother's womb for a purpose. So whatever your weakness or fault, put it into God's hands because he can take it and use it. And when you depend on his grace, you're not stuck. His abounding grace has been supplied to you through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. So you might have, like that bird, a broken wing or some problem that's destroyed you, but God has better plans. God's grace is actually attracted to our minuses. Have you noticed, for example, Jesus didn't have a problem showing his grace to the lepers, for example, those who were sick or demonized, the tax collectors and the prostitutes, but he did have a problem with the self-righteous Pharisees, for those who didn't believe they needed a savior. So Jesus moved among people full of minuses and the demerits, if you like, and these were the people that welcomed him because they saw their need. And you know that today Jesus still moves in the heart and the hearts of broken people like you and me. Now, it could be you've made a mistake and that you are reaping the consequences of that. But I want to say today that no mistake is ever too great for God's supply of grace. The Bible teaches that where sin abounds, his grace abounds much more. Sometimes it's true that smart people do really quite stupid and dumb things. And sometimes even godly people do some silly things. But over and over in the Bible, we find that we are related to a God who, though he never treats sin lightly, he understands who we are. He knows that we'll blow it, but he is there. He wants to take even our worst moments, even when we know it was wrong, and he can reclaim us. Like that bird with a broken wing, God can heal us inside, and we can live a full and worthwhile life. It's important to establish a plan, of course. You can't rely on God to do all this. You've got to get yourself back on track. Allow God to lead you every step of the way. Determine what's the best outcome and then do it. Write it out if you like or type it out on your computer. Once you've got a plan in place, share it with some close friends, people that you trust. I think that can be a great help to give you some input and to actually help you to be accountable, to hold you accountable for sticking to that plan. Don't forget, Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, people do their best making plans for their lives, but the Eternal guides each step. Hand your life to Jesus and ask him to help. Heavenly Father, thank you that sometimes we feel like that bird with a broken wing, but you're there, you can fix us and help us to fly with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.